I think as a society, we have a responsibility to make sure that people feel like they belong and feel like they have a place and feel like they have something that they can contribute and that they are valuable and that they do matter.
Freedom from fear, that no nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor.
Propaganda, specifically wartime propaganda. You need your people to hate the enemy, and so you put your propaganda machine to work.
Suicide bombs, waves of refugees, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin.
You have a responsibility to seek to make your nation a better nation in which to live. You have a responsibility to seek to make life better for everybody.
This instrument can teach, it can illuminate, yes, and even it can inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it to those ends. Otherwise, it's nothing but wires and lights in a box.
People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry.
What is true, when I leave here, one of the things I'm most concerned about is the balkanization of the media, where you've got 800 stations, you've got all these websites. People have difficulty now just sorting out what's true and what's not.
It wasn't what was real that was driving anything, or the facts driving anything. It was how you could turn those facts or twist the facts or even make up the facts to make your opponent look bad. So perception management became a device, and the facts could be twisted. Anything could be anything. It becomes, how can you manipulate the American people?
Our profession is in danger. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. We're all trying to act tougher than we are, but we care. So we're all secretly terrified by what's happening, aren't we?
I can't be a pessimist because I'm alive. It is entirely up to the American people whether or not they're going to face and deal with and embrace this stranger.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Pots without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised.
In the hearts of people, we must want our fellow human beings, which give them dignity, and which will give them a sense that they are human beings that can walk the earth with their heads high and look all men in the face.
Being human is a team sport. When you understand your humanity, you understand the team. It's a collective. The first step to occupy the future is to find the others. Find the others. First find the others that agree, and then find the real others.
Scrolling through my feet like chasing down a ghost. It's not a conversation, it's just comments on a post. I guess we got a mess.
We have grown so tremendously in scientific knowledge, it doesn't seem too much to say that men can begin to awaken to the fact that they haven't grown enough spiritually and haven't recognized their spiritual capacities.
Changing mind only through compassion. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. Respect the other who have different view and listen their interest and tell them our interest. How to bring this century more compassionate century.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.